And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents Dragnet. Today's episode, The Big Actor, which first aired on August 10th, 1950, starring Jack Webb as Sergeant Joe Friday and Barton Yarborough as Sergeant Ben Romero. Enjoy!
The story you are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Fatima Cigarettes, best of all long cigarettes, brings you Dragnet.
You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to narcotics detail. A large hospital in your city is held up. $10,000 in high-grade narcotics is stolen. The bandits escape. Your job, get them.
If you want a long cigarette, smoke the best of all long cigarettes. Smoke extra mild Fatima. Yes, Fatima is the king-size cigarette which contains the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos superbly blended to make it extra mild. To give Fatima a much different, much better flavor and aroma than any other long cigarette. That's why Fatima has more than doubled its smokers coast to coast. Enjoy extra mild Fatima yourself. Best of all, long cigarettes.
It's wise to smoke extra mild Fatima.
It's wise to smoke extra mild Fatima.
Dragnet, the documented drama of an actual crime. For the next 30 minutes, in cooperation with the Los Angeles Police Department, you will travel step by step on the side of the law through an actual case from official police files. From beginning to end, from crime to punishment, Dragnet is the story of your police force in action.
It was Monday, October 23rd. It was foggy in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of narcotics detail. My partner's Ben Romero. The boss is Captain Kearney. My name's Friday. It was 7:16 a.m. when we got to St. Christopher's Hospital, the pharmacy. How you do?
Yes?
Police officer, sister. We'd like to see Sister Mary Benedict.
I'm she.
Mother Superior sent us down to see you, sister. We're investigating the narcotics robbery.
Oh, yes, there have been quite a few policemen here in the past hour. I believe it was the fingerprint men who just left. Just a minute, I have their card. Yes, they were from Layton Fingerprint Division.
Stahl and the boys from Layton Prince.
Yes, that's right. Sergeant Harlan Stahl.
Well, sister, we're the investigating officers assigned to the case. This is Sergeant Romero. My name's Friday.
Are you a lieutenant?
No, I'm a sergeant. I wonder if you could start right from the beginning for us. Just tell us what you know about the robbery.
Well, after Mass, I went to breakfast, and then I came downstairs here to the pharmacy to open up.
You keep the pharmacy locked overnight?
Oh, yes, always. We always assign an intern on night duty. He has the key in case any medicines are needed during the night. He's authorized to issue what may be needed upon the doctor's request.
Well, who else has a key to the pharmacy, sister?
Well, there are just three keys. Mother Superior keeps one at her desk, and we have one for the intern on duty, and I have one.
All right. You want to go on?
When I got down here this morning, I started to unlock the door and found it ajar. There were no lights on. I snapped on the wall switch. That one.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I saw young Jimmy Lyons.
That's the intern?
Yes, he was unconscious on the floor. I could see his head had been cut. He was bleeding profusely.
What'd you do then?
I called Mother Superior, and she came right down. Dr. Spencer was summoned. He came in and started administering aid to intern Lyons there on the floor.
Is that when you found out the narcotics were missing?
No, not just at that moment. Both Mother Superior and myself were quite worried about young Lyons' condition. It was really Mother Superior who first noticed the narcotics safe had been tampered with.
Your stories don't exactly jibe there, sister.
How do you mean?
Mother Superior gives you credit for first noticing the theft.
Oh, my, no. She's very charitable, but she's the first one who pointed to the safe. She's very observant.
I understand. Go ahead, please.
Upon checking the safe, we found that someone had taken our entire store of narcotics. Everything.
Is that the safe over there?
Yes, that's the narcotics safe. Don't touch that, Mr. Friday.
No?
No, never. Nothing is to be touched until the police have completed their investigation. Clues.
Well, we're the police, sister.
Then, do you have all the clues you need?
Well, I wouldn't know, but the men from Leighton Fingerprints have dusted everything here, so it's all right to touch things now.
That was Mr. Harlan's stall and his men?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, I didn't know.
We understand you have the inventory list.
Yes, I have it on my desk. Here.
Thank you.
We keep a running inventory, so that's the exact amount that's missing.
Yes, ma'am. Cocaine and morphine. No bird's eye, Joe.
Big haul, huh?
Looks like about 10,000 worth.
Like to have a copy of this inventory, sister?
Would you take the carbon? I like to keep the originals for my monthly files.
That'll be fine.
Outside of this intern, Lyons, nobody saw whoever it was.
No. Mother Superior and I have interrogated everyone. We made a thorough investigation on our own. I took notes.
Is that so?
Yes, that's the way Father Brown does it.
Father Brown?
Oh, yes, he's an expert detective.
Brown. You wouldn't mean Thad Brown?
No, Father Brown.
Father Brown. You people have your own detectives now?
Oh, my, no. He's not a regular detective. He's more like Mother Superior and myself.
Is that right?
Yes, he's in England. Solved some really difficult cases. Here, I'll show you. See right here? The Triple Cross, another exciting Father Brown mystery by G.K. Chesterton.
Oh.
Yes, I have all but one of the Father Brown books. Mother Superior has it. I get it after she finishes.
Mm-hmm. What's the condition of the intern?
He's resting comfortably. Dr. Spencer says he'll be all right. Had to take 9 stitches in his scalp.
We'd like to talk to him.
I'm sure that'll be all right. I don't have to tell you we all think this is a terrible thing.
Yes, sister, it is.
All those narcotics. Whoever took them will distribute them, won't they?
Well, that's our guess, sister. The stuff will be sold to addicts.
What makes a dope addict? How do they get started? Why do they do it?
I don't know, sister. I give you a lot of reasons.
None of them good.
None of them good.
And for a few moments of what? Tonight they have it and tomorrow they have nothing.
That's about the size of it, sister.
The stars are setting and the caravan starts for the dawn of nothing.
The Bible?
No, Omar Khayyam.
Before we left St. Christopher's Hospital, we talked with intern James Lyons. Since he was slugged from behind, he failed to see his assailant. He could tell us nothing. The entire hospital staff was screened thoroughly. They could add nothing to what we already knew. Between 6 and 7 o'clock that morning, $10,000 worth of high-grade prescription narcotics had been stolen. Somewhere in the city of Los Angeles was the answer. As in all narcotics cases, speed is the prime factor. Whoever held those narcotics wouldn't waste any time diluting or cutting it and making it ready for quick sale. Our job was to stop him. 5 minutes past 8 a.m., we checked in with Sergeant Harlan Stahl at Leighton Fingerprints Detail.
Not much help, is it?
That's all you got, huh?
The safe was clean, not a print on it. No prints anywhere in the room. Slugged the intern from behind, took his keys, tore a belt loop off his trousers, opened the safe and waltzed out. Couldn't have been cleaner.
Yeah.
You didn't get anything on your end, huh?
Nothing.
Gentlemen?
Captain?
I picked one up.
Who is he?
Junker by the name of Babe Kellogg. He's really seeing Steve, but he's coming out of it. Let's go talk to him. Check you later, Stone.
Yeah.
What's the story on him?
Wallace and Hunt picked him up. Downtown L.A. He was sitting in a parked car at 4th and Broadway. Thought at first he was a 390, but they couldn't raise him. He's down this way.
What else?
Well, Wallace figured he must be geed up, so they rolled up his sleeve to look for the spike marks. They found him.
Find anything on him?
Yeah, there were 2 vials of M on the seat beside him, prescription stuff. You got that list of serial numbers from the hospital?
Yeah, right here.
All right, let's go in. Wallace?
Yeah, Captain?
Friday's got a list of the serial numbers on that hospital heist. Hop down and check them against the vials you found in his car.
Yeah, here you are, Wallace.
Thanks, Joe.
How you feeling, babe?
All right.
Kellogg, this is Friday and Romero, Central Division.
I see him.
You want to tell us about it?
Nothing to tell.
Living high, aren't you?
I'm unusual.
It's not the way I get it. You're scoring good. Prescription stuff.
If birthday present from a friend.
Who is it?
I want to keep his friendship.
Who's your connection, babe?
I don't know.
You know that morphine we picked out of your car is hot.
Is it all of it?
Hospital pharmacy was knocked over this morning. If the numbers on those vials of yours match up, you're in a real jam.
No numbers on them?
You might as well tell us where you got it.
I'm not going to be a Fagin for you.
Nobody's asking to be a Fagin, Kellogg. That's high-powered stuff. If we don't get anybody else, it can go hard for you.
I'm not going to bite the hand that feeds me.
You want to stand it alone on this one, not the idea?
I didn't say that.
Well, one of us isn't going to go along and hold your hand. How about it? Who's your connection?
All right, it isn't going to be a long wait, Kellogg. As soon as Walters gets back with those serial numbers, you can play hero all afternoon.
It'll be on the 12th floor of the county jail, babe. You won't have to wait long there either. The minute you put one foot in that courtroom, the judge will throw everything he's got at you.
Two bottles of drugstore stuff?
Robbery, Kellogg. $10,000.
This is good, but two bottles ain't worth that much.
Well, you only show a part of it. Maybe you got the rest of it at your plant.
You got my plant. 1931 Essex. Four-wheel brakes.
Your car's being checked out.
Didn't find any more, did you? No. I couldn't be that lucky.
You feel pretty good now, but you'll get a yen on.
You won't help me. You never do.
When's the last time you helped us?
Your memory's worse than mine. I helped you. I helped you guys a lot. Don't you remember the Frank Smith plant?
No.
1933, Friday night last. I led you right through Smitty's plant. Smitty didn't have no geezer like he found on me. He was a big man. We turned up four kites on him.
Not for us, you didn't.
Sure I did. Right here in Kansas City. I done you a big favor that night. Friday night last.
A different town and a different night, babe.
You're kidding. In the St. Louis?
Seeing Steve.
Yeah.
Don't kid me along. This is Kansas City. Where is the St. Louis?
You're in Los Angeles, babe. Los Angeles, California.
You're kidding. Clenard wouldn't do that to me.
Who's Clenard?
11th and Baltimore. Hangs out down at the Continental Hotel.
That's in Kansas City?
Yeah, Marty Clenard. Tough cop. He said to make a hat for me. He didn't want me in KC. Gave me a floater out of town. That's why I came here to St. Louis.
You're in Los Angeles, babe. You got it? Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. You told me.
Want to step outside a minute?
Yeah. Stay with him, Romero.
Right.
That's it.
Checks out, huh?
Somebody cut through the serial number stamps on the vials, but you can still make them out. The two vials of morphine we found in Kellogg's car were from the hospital pharmacy.
Thanks, Walters. Let's try it again, Friday.
Right.
All right, babe, now let's cut out the jokes. Those two vials you had came from the hospital. The numbers check out.
No numbers on those vials.
How do you know? You probably didn't even look at them.
Oh, yeah, I looked. No numbers on them.
We found them, all right.
I don't see how you could read them. I couldn't.
Why not?
Somebody scratched them off.
Who, babe?
You wouldn't know.
Try us.
How much heat do I have to stand if I take it along?
Plenty. There was an intern slugged on that job. Hurt pretty bad. They're going to tag you for assault, too.
I never hit anybody in my life.
How do we know?
I just told you.
We don't know you didn't pull this job. We haven't got any proof.
Once more, what's the count?
Goes like this, babe. First-degree robbery, 5 years to life. Assault with a deadly weapon, 1 to 10. Violation of the State Narcotics Act, 1 to 15. You can add. I'll lose you up there. You can get a real yen on by that time. There's no buzzing up at Q.
I can't go that route.
Where'd you get the stuff?
I'd rather be a Fagin than spend 50 years at the joint.
You convinced us. Where'd you get it?
Anybody turned Fagin before they spent 50 years at Q. No, I can't go that route.
Where'd you get it, babe?
From some joy popper.
Who?
I gave him $700. Clean me.
Who?
Come to me, passing himself off as a croaker. I can spot a guy's been hitting speedballs a mile away. I knew he wasn't any croaker.
What was his name?
He was scoring good somewhere. All at Cecil and Mary. Now I know where he got it.
Give us his name, babe.
He's a bit player in pictures, Leonard Castle.
Where is he?
You're in my Arizona. On location.
How could he be on a location when you bought that stuff from him this morning?
Hopped the plane this morning. He was on his way.
Leonard Castle. Picture actor, that right?
You got it.
Run it down.
10 a.m. We checked the name Leonard Castle through R&I. We found nothing. We looked in the phone book and got the number. Garfield 3711, Central Casting.
Central Casting.
Los Angeles Police Department calling.
Yes, sir.
Do you have a Leonard Castle registered with you?
One moment. Yes,
Yes, we do.
Wonder if you could tell me if he's working.
Oh, just a minute. I have his card right here. Yes, he's working. He's doing crime report for Schumann and Kester, independent production. They're shooting over at Sound Stages Incorporated.
Are you working today?
Yes, he is.
You're sure that company's not on location?
No, we have no location showing for that picture.
Well, could you give me his call, please?
Surely. He had a 9 o'clock call today, stage 3. Did you wish to see Mr. Castle?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have any trouble locating him over there.
We'll find him.
You are listening to Dragnet, actual case histories taken from official police files.
If you smoke a long cigarette, it will be in your interest to listen to these case histories taken from the file marked Fatima.
On this card, reporter Lee Silver's statement.
I need an extra mild cigarette. No other long cigarette I've tried is as mild as Fatima.
Here is Nurse Shirley Gilman's statement.
When I go off duty, I appreciate a mild cigarette. Fatimas are extra mild. I can enjoy them more.
On this card, the statement by drama critic Richard Watts, Jr.
Anyone can tell Fatima contains the finest tobaccos. It's extra mild and has a much better flavor.
All agree, it's wise to smoke extra mild Fatima. And that's what more and more smokers are discovering every day. Yes, actual figures show extra mild Fatima has more than doubled its smokers coast to coast.
So enjoy extra mild Fatima yourself. You'll agree.
It's wise to smoke extra mild Fatima.
It's wise to smoke extra mild Fatima.
Best of all, long cigarettes.
A.M. Central Casting gave us Leonard Castle's home address, and Detectives Long and Hunt went on immediate stakeout. Ben and I drove out to Sound Stages Incorporated and checked in at the reception desk. We showed them our identification. We were issued a pass to Sound Stage 3.
This is Stage 1. Stage 3 ought to be down there.
Yeah.
Not a very big lot.
No, it's pretty small. Watch the truck, Ben.
Think Kellogg knew what he's talking about?
We'll know in a couple of minutes.
Not very usual. Joy Popper pulling a job like that.
They all start somewhere.
Huh. That's a good way to get around a movie lot. Bicycle.
Better than walking. Sure a thick fog, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't have them often, but when we get them, they're a real pea-super. Well, here we go.
You better hold it, Ben. Red light. They're shooting in there.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see it.
What's Stage 5, you know?
Couldn't tell you.
No, thanks.
All clear. Let's go in.
Hey, fella.
Yeah.
Wonder if you can tell us where we can find Leonard Castle.
Sure.
Rosie, call Len Castle, will you?
The fella's on the scene.
Okay. Leonard Castle. Leonard Castle.
Guess we can wait over here by the phone, huh?
He'll be right here.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Rosie, you call me?
These gentlemen want to see you.
Thanks, Rosie. You want to see me?
Your name, Leonard Castle?
Yeah, that's right.
Police officers.
Yeah?
There's some place where we can talk.
Well, is this all right? I got to stick close. I might be in the next shot.
All right. You know a fellow by the name of Babe Kellogg?
No.
He says he knows you.
No, I never heard of him.
You sure?
Put us on a bell, George. Hold the work. Quiet down. Quiet.
Have to... Hold it a minute. They're lining up a shot.
Lefty, move that brute about a foot and a half to your right. That's it. Hold it right there. Make it a little hotter. Couple of turns. Whoa. That's got it. Baxter, give me an inky dink right here. Camera left.
Harry.
No.
When Fred Conrad crosses over the table, can you help me out a little? Can you bring this one down about 2 points on the dimmer?
It's done. Time to get that.
Already, Miller.
Is Conrad?
Yes, sir.
Take it real easy. Remember, you don't know your sergeant's got a clue until he comes to you with it.
All right.
You're anticipating a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's try it.
Bob, watch that mic shadow. We're getting it on that wall.
Am I out now?
Not too much. You can come in a little. That's fine. You're clear.
All ready?
All ready. We can try one.
Turn him over.
Rolling.
Speed. Action.
All right, Chief. As soon as I get all the clues, I'll be right down.
Look what I found this time.
Piece of that broken window, huh?
That's right. It's plastered with fingerprints.
Yeah? We got our man.
Cut.
Save him.
Let's hold this quiet, folks.
You never heard of Babe Kellogg, huh?
That's right.
Where were you at 6 o'clock this morning, Cass?
In bed.
We got men out your place checking.
What's it all about?
Between 6 and 7 o'clock this morning, somebody robbed the pharmacy at St. Christopher's Hospital. They slugged the intern, made off with over $10,000 worth of narcotics.
Yeah?
If we find you were in bed between 6 and 7, you're clear.
Well, I was.
Anybody to back up that alibi?
The landlady, I guess she'd know.
What time she generally get up?
Oh, I don't know. Why?
She couldn't very well back you up. She was still asleep.
Well, she's usually up early.
Thought you said you didn't know what time she got up.
Well, I meant I don't usually know.
But you knew this morning.
No.
And you don't know Babe Kellogg.
Simmer down, everybody. Let's have it quiet.
Light them off.
What do you read on that junior, Harry?
9+.
It'll make it a little hotter.
A little hotter, Jack. That's it. Whoa. 10+, Steve.
That's it.
How about it, Steve?
Anytime.
Turn him over. Rolling.
Spade. Action.
All right, Chief. As soon as I get all the clues, I'll be right in.
Look what I found, Jack.
Piece of broken window, huh?
That's right. It's plastered with prints.
Yeah? We got our man.
Cut. Jake, you said plastered with prints. The line reads plastered with fingerprints. You got to say the whole word. They'll never know what you mean in Vancouver. Come here, I'll talk to you.
Yeah. Hold the work. Keep it quiet.
That's Miller. He's a tough director, but he's a good one.
How long have you been doing this kind of work, Castle?
Oh, 6-7 years.
What pictures you been in?
Oh, I don't think you'd have noticed. They're mostly small parts.
What kind of parts you got in this picture?
I play a cop.
What would you like to do?
In this picture?
No, I mean, what's your ambition? You're going to stay in pictures?
Yeah, I'd like to. Like to get a few bigger parts if I could. It's pretty tough to try and sell yourself to a producer if he can't see you on film.
Money's pretty good, though, isn't it?
Well, it all depends. It's a different deal on each picture you do.
Mm-hmm. You have an agent?
No, I did have. Wasn't doing anything for me, so I let him go. I'm not represented.
Pretty hard to build any kind of a name without an agent, isn't it?
It all depends. If you can keep up a good front, nice car, that's all that counts in this town.
You really believe that, do you?
Don't you?
Well, I don't know much about it. I'm not an actor.
You said you didn't know Babe Kellogg at all, didn't you?
No, I don't know.
You said you saw your landlady at 6 o'clock this morning.
No, I didn't say that. Well, there's Theodore Milton, the director. Would you like to meet him?
What time did you see your landlady this morning?
Oh, Mr. Milton.
Yeah, Castle?
When are you going to get to me, Millie? You need me in the shop?
No, still on the same thing. We'll get to you till after lunch. Yeah. You can stay with your friends.
Okay.
What time do they break for lunch, Castle?
Oh, this company usually breaks around 12:30.
It's only 11:15. Maybe we can go outside and talk. The director said he didn't need you.
Well, you never want to believe the director. It's always the first assistant.
We could check with him, couldn't we?
Well, I don't like to do that. I hate to ask any favors.
Said he wasn't going to use you till after lunch.
Well, it isn't a good policy to bother the first assistant.
Well, it's probably better in here anyway. I didn't see any place to sit down outside. Unless you have a car in the lot. Do you have a car?
No, I don't.
But you told us you had a car.
No, I didn't tell you that, did I?
Well, you said something about keeping up a good front, nice car. Isn't that what you said?
Oh. Oh, sure, I have a car. I don't know what I was thinking about. Yeah, I have a car.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said you had a car.
Why? Tell you, this picture act will drive you crazy. I don't know what I'm saying, if it's that.
Maybe you made a mistake about Babe Kellogg. Do you know him?
No, I'm sure about that. I don't know any Babe Carson.
Kellogg.
You're Kellogg, you know. I don't know him.
Would you mind showing us your wallet?
Well, what for? You want to see my identification?
Can we see the wallet, please?
All right. Here you go.
No, you hold it. Would you open it up?
Okay. Quiet, please. All right, Steve.
Yeah, okay.
Fair enough. Rolling.
Babe.
All right. Nice and easy now. Fingerprints, Jake.
Right.
Action.
All right, Chief. As soon as I get all the clues, I'll be right in.
Look what I found with them.
Piece of broken window, huh?
That's right. It's plastered with fingerprints.
Yeah? We got our man.
Cut.
Same.
No talking.
Let's see how much money you got in your wallet, Castle. No, you hold it. Just count it for us.
Oh, there it is.
What about the rest of it in there?
Hmm? All right, I didn't see it.
All right, count it.
Just a few hundred here.
Count it.
All right. Let's see.
Well, I can see 450s right there on top. That's 200, isn't it?
Yeah. It's 300. 400. 450.
Yeah, go on.
I didn't know I had this much.
That's 250 more. That makes 700, doesn't it?
It's more than I thought I had.
There's two more tens and a five there. That's $725, Castle.
Yeah.
Doing pretty well on this picture, aren't you?
It's not all picture money.
All right, you can put your wallet away.
Thanks.
If you didn't make this money on the picture, where'd you get it?
Play little cards last night.
Play pretty late?
Yeah, pretty late.
Weren't you tired this morning?
No.
Not even when you got up at 6?
Did I say I got up at 6?
Now listen, Castle. You don't know what you said, but one thing's sure, you're lying to us. You know Babe Kellogg, and you owe him well enough to sell him 2 vials of high-grade morphine.
Oh, you're wrong about that.
All right, then you set us straight. Kellogg says he paid you $700 for the stuff. You got over $700 in your wallet. That's more than you need for lunch money. Now, this could be a coincidence. You set us straight.
Well, you're wrong.
Where'd you get the money?
Turn him.
Rowan?
Steve. Action.
All right, Chief. As soon as I get all the clues, I'll be right in.
Look what I found, Tom.
Piece of broken window, huh?
That's right. It's plastic with fingerprints.
Yeah? We got our man.
Cut.
All right, what for?
Where'd you get the money, Castle?
I told you, I played cards.
It won't do. Got the keys to your car?
I can't leave.
We'll get you excused. We want to look at your car.
No, no, don't do that.
All right, then. Do you know Babe Kellogg?
I don't know.
Turn him.
Rolling.
Steve. Action.
All right, Chief. As soon as I get all the clues, I'll be right in. Piece of broken window, huh?
That's right. It's plastic with fingerprints.
Yeah? We got our man.
Cut. Print it. Hold it for Lily.
Do you know Babe Kellogg?
Yes. Yes, I know him. I know him.
You robbed that hospital this morning.
I needed it. I needed the money. I had to have it. I owed money. They were going to take my car. I was broke. What else could I do? I was sick once. I stayed at St. Christopher's. I knew where they kept the drugs. I knew if I could get them, I could make some fast money. I didn't mean to hit the kid. I couldn't let him see me. He didn't have to be there, did he? He didn't have to be there. I sold old Babe the stuff, and the rest is in the car under the seat. I needed the money. I was broke. I was broke.
Better get him out of here, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Castle.
That was a great reading. My name's Milton. I'm directing this picture. You the boy's agent?
No, sir.
Never heard him read better. Funny thing, though. No?
Yeah?
In front of the camera, he goes to the dogs.
The story you've just heard was true. Only the names were changed to protect the innocent. On January 28th, trial was held in Superior Court, Department 91, City and County of Los Angeles, State of California. In a moment, the results of that trial.
And now here is our star, Jack Webb.
Thank you. The working detective in reaching the solution of a crime depends on the combined efforts of many minds and many hands. The crime lab, state and federal peace officers, and you, the citizen. And so with Fatima. The combined efforts of many go into their blending and manufacture. Skilled hands, working with the finest Turkish and domestic tobaccos, make Fatima Extra Mild, best of all long cigarettes. If you're a long cigarette smoker like I am, try Fatima. Every pack is extra mild. Smoke Fatima.
Ladies and gentlemen, starting Thursday, August 24th, that's 2 weeks from tonight, Dragnet will be heard 1 hour earlier at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Leonard Francis Castle was tried and convicted of first-degree robbery and violating the State Narcotics Act. He received sentences as prescribed by law. Alfred Babe Kellogg was convicted of violating the State Narcotics Act. Both men are now serving their terms in the state penitentiary. You have just heard Dragnet, a series of authentic cases from official files. Technical advice comes from the Office of Chief of Police W.H. Parker, Los Angeles Police Department.
Fatima Cigarettes, the best of all long cigarettes, has brought you Dragnet from Los Angeles. Sarah Berner is delightful in Sarah's Private Caper, next on NBC.